What follows then is years of trials and appeals. And I suppose say something about the circumstances. Of that time of 1920, there's why Sacco and Vanzetti. Was it because the evidence pointed to them? It's hard to say. The evidence in this case is so muddied and so complicated that to this day people argue about whether Sacco and Vanzetti were guilty of this. And there are people who say they absolutely were not, and people who say they absolutely were, and then there are people who say Sacco was guilty, but Vanzetti was not. A liberal compromise, I guess. But in any case, the what happens in this period, Sacco and Vanzetti are anarchists. They're not just ordinary people found in a streetcar carrying guns. They've been on lists. They've been known to the police. They've been known to the Bureau of Investigation as a predecessor of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They have no criminal record, but they have a political record. They've been supporters of strikes, and they've walked on picket lines, and they've handed out leaflets, and they're part of the anarchist movement on the East Coast. And there is a kind of special Italian anarchist movement, you know, on the East Coast. They're friends with somebody named Luigi Galliani, who is the editor of an anarchist publication called Cronica Sovversiva. You can figure out what that means. What's happening now after World War I is there is a kind of wave of anti-radical and anti-foreign hysteria in the country. It starts during the war. I mean, during the war, we have the build-up of hostility to radicals, to people who oppose the war. And Congress passes the Espionage Act and the Sedition Act, and the Supreme Court affirms the constitutionality of these acts, which punish people for speaking, really, punish people for speaking out against the war. And 900 or so people, about 2,000 people are prosecuted, and about 900 people are sent to prison for a violation of the Espionage Act or the Sedition Act, and basically for making speeches against the war. Eugene Debs, the socialist leader, is sentenced to 10 years in prison for making a speech against the war. A woman in the Midwest is sentenced to several years in jail for making a remark, which is overheard by somebody else, that the socks that people are supposedly knitting for the soldiers overseas are not really getting to those soldiers. A movie is confiscated and banned, and the maker of the movie is put on trial for violating the Espionage Act, because the movie is about the Revolutionary War. And in the Revolutionary War, you may remember, the enemy is England. In World War I, England is our ally. So somebody makes a movie in which England is the enemy, when England is really our ally, obviously doesn't know who are our friends and who are our enemies, and a person like that should be prosecuted. And the name of this movie, incidentally, was The Spirit of 76, and so the name of the case was U.S. versus Spirit of 76.